Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, as happy as can be to be here with you on a Tuesday afternoon. I know what day it is today. Yesterday I might have not known what day it is, but today I know what day it is. It's Tuesday, and we got 2 hours of open forum. Second hour, Tim Staples. First hour, Joe Heschmeyer. And let me give out that number so we can get some folks on the line. 888-318-7884. Open forum means open to anyone with any question about the Catholic faith. You got a question about Jesus? You want to know about the Bible? You want to know about the moral life, prayer life? 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. And as you might have guessed, if you've done this with us before, it is time for our quarterly pledge drive as well. So we will be asking you if you could support us financially, please, so that we can make it through the next 3 months. And that's why I give out that number at the beginning and then say, I'm not going to give out that number for a while. So fill up those phones. And I got a different number to give out to ask you to pledge your support to Catholic Answers Live. And we've got a little bit of different way of doing it this time, and I'm going to describe that. But first, let me give out the number and the web address so we can get our first call in to our quarterly pledge drive and see if we can get this thing funded and keep doing it for the next 3 months. I promise we're going to go to the phones and take calls and do what we usually do. But you can call right now, 888-291-8000. If you do, you'll be the first caller to our pledge drive, 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and get us started, because the first hour, especially the first half hour of these pledge drives, is the hardest time, kind of springing it on people. And in the last hour, even the last days of the pledge drive, phone lines will be full. And so you're doing us a big favor if you help us out now, 888-291-8000. Now, let me welcome Joe Heschmeyer, who's going to be answering questions this hour and also helping me ask you for your help. There's our first call. Joe Heschmeyer, welcome.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Thanks. Do you want me to tell you what's different about this one? It's kind of big. We've never done it like this before. Usually what we do is we do hourly matches, and we're not going to do that this time. We're going to start with a big...
Can I selfishly say I'm relieved, because I get super confused about which match is for which hour? So I say the wrong information on the air sometimes.
No, yeah, I know. When it comes to fundraising, you're a really good apologist. But
exactly.
Let me give out the number again.
I've got a face for radio and the apologetics for fundraising.
888-291-8000. There's two folks have called already, and that's a wonderful start. 888-291-8000. Here's how the match is going to work this time. Due to some very generous donors, we have $100,000, and we're going to go until it's used up. And so if you want to take advantage of that match, then you got to call early in the pledge drive, because our goal, as always, is to raise $220,000, because that's what we think it costs to do all the stuff we got to do for the next 3 months, all the podcasting, all the video stuff, all the stuff that Catholic Answers Studios does. We like to be honest with you, tell you what it costs. That includes this radio program, and then ask you to support us. But we have a $100,000 dollar for dollar match for any pledge in any form until the $100,000 is used up. If we use it up all today, oh, that would be like heaven. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
I love, first of all, how easy that is, and second of all, that's a lot of money, and that would be an incredible matching gift.
Yes. This is when we want, don't leave it on the table. We want to use this up. Yeah, and you know, Joe, like, for example, your podcast is really, I mean, when we have you on, I'm always surprised, and I'm not saying this in a smart alecky way, but, like, how many people call and go, I love your podcast, like, it hasn't been on that long. Thousands and thousands of people have found it, and it's really helping people understand their Catholic faith.
It's a little more than a year old at this point. It's weekly. I think we're on episode 63. And so, you know, just a little over a year. There's 52 weeks. You know what? This is too much math. Anyway, the point is, it's been growing, and I've been really touched by the number of people who've reached out and said that it's been helpful for them in their journey. And or just that they enjoy it, or that they found it helpful in having conversations with other people. And so, I'm I'm honored, I'm flattered, and I'm hopeful that the Lord's going to do good stuff with it.
And that's the kind of stuff that people are supporting when they support this radio program. It's good, very good podcasting. It's people like Joe who have spent years preparing to do that, preparing both, I would say, both spiritually and intellectually, because the spiritual side of it is very important to be a friend. It's awful hard to share the friendship of Jesus without being a friend of Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, because you can talk about it, but if you're not actually walking that walk, it would be like me saying, well, here's how you win a basketball game. And you'd look at me and say, I'm a little skeptical. You actually know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I would be extremely skeptical of that. As a basketball player, you're an excellent apologist.
Nicely
all right,
done.
I'll tell you what, 888-291-8000 is the number. If you would fill up those lines now, I'm just going to let Joe do his regular job and try to get as many questions as we can answered this hour and ask you again for your help and support. The way it has worked for more than 25 years on this radio program is every 3 months, just for 3 days, and using just part of the show, we never use the whole show, just using part of the show, a few minutes each hour to ask you for your support, we've been able to stay fully funded and on the air. That is something like a miracle, except that I would say this, the thing that says to me, it's not a miracle, it's just a fact, is that we have such wonderful listeners. It's working without a net here, but the net is thousands and thousands of listeners who will pick up the phone and pledge $10 or $20 or maybe $10 a month or $20 a month. Whether you're giving $1,000 or $10 right now, it's all matched up to $100,000. 888-291-8000. Let's go to North Dakota and start there with Brad in North Dakota. Thank you for starting us off, Brad. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Hey, so I'm trying to figure out how often I'm going to have to go to confession during Lent. I'm having trouble with the first commandment. I was baptized, I was confirmed, but for the subsequent 20, 30 years, I really have not participated in the church. And I want to participate during Lent. I intend to go to Mass every day, but I'm generally skeptical about things. I've considered myself agnostic for a very long time, and I learned recently that's a grave sin, and I'm having a lot of trouble getting over it. I think I will have trouble with it on a daily basis for the next 2 months. So I'm trying to figure out how often I'm going to have to go to confession if I want to receive communion.
God bless you. Thank you
for
the call.
Yeah, that's a beautiful... You know, can I give you a Bible verse that I find very helpful in situations like this? Because you're not the only one who struggles with that, those times of doubt or just the struggles and difficulties. And Mark chapter 9, a man comes to Jesus and asks for help with his son who is possessed. And he says, if you can do anything, have pity and help us. And Jesus responds to him, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. And then the father replies, I believe, help my unbelief. And I love the way that reveals the human condition so well, that you can have the faith to say, my faith is very weak. You can have the faith to say, God, I need help believing in you. I need help not just falling back into the agnosticism that may be a long pattern in my life. And so when you find yourself in that place, I would recommend that verse, Mark 9:24. I'd recommend that prayer. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Second, there is a difference between a struggle and a doubt. You know, as a skeptical person, it's normal and natural for you to hear something and not immediately say, oh, sure, definitely, that's got to be true. You consider it and contemplate it. That's different than rejecting it as unreliable. That's different than doubting. In other words, to be faithful is not to turn off critical thinking. And it's a misunderstanding of faith. And sometimes a misunderstanding you'll hear from Christians. It don't turn your brain off as a Christian. And instead, just engage in that struggle with God. And so in terms of the question about confession, I would say get in a regular habit of going to confession, even if you haven't made any kind of obvious violation of the Ten Commandments. The church encourages regular confession, even if you're not in mortal sin. And so, you know, whether it's once a month, whether it's every 2 weeks, whether it's even weekly, something like that, when you get in the regular habit, can be really good for just spiritual growth. Because one of the things that happens there is that you also receive the graces in the sacrament to help you not fall the next time. And it can build up that reliance and that trust on God, which may be a good long-term antidote to the problem of agnosticism, like learning to actually trust God and seeing that he does come through for you. But just to kind of concretely answer the question, I think if you find that you've crossed the line from struggle to just doubt, where you say like, no, I don't believe this, that is something you should go to confession for. But if it's just, I'm having trouble believing this, I'm having trouble making sense of this, that's not of itself sinful. That's part of the act of faith. So to say you believe in something, you've got to make some effort at understanding what it is you say you believe. And that may mean sorting out things that you find difficult in that. I'm really glad that you asked that. And I'm really grateful to everyone who may be in a similar situation. I know we're going to have to probably jump all over the place because this is during the fun drive. But I'm so grateful people like you are hearing Catholic Answers and are able to ask these questions in these major shifts in life between agnosticism and Christianity.
Brad, I don't know if you have our book, Why We're Catholic, but I'd love to send it to you. I'd also love to send you Jimmy Akin's book, The Words of Eternal Life, True Happiness and Where to Find It. I think that you'll enjoy those books. If you've already got them, just tell Edgar and he'll give you another book that we've got. But I hope that this will be an ongoing conversation. I cannot think of a more beautiful call to get to start the day. I mean, we struggling together, I think, is more or less the definition of what it is to be part of this church militant. And so it's an honor to get to struggle with you a bit and go through the struggle together. Joe, we've got one caller on right now. So I'm going to kind of reset a little bit, let people know where we are and what we need, and then I'll get another call on here for you.
Okay. All right.
Right now, 35, I can't believe it, 35 of our colleagues are on the phone waiting for your calls, and one line is busy. That means 34 lines open. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to make your pledge of support to help us be fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000. Right now, we have a $100,000 match. Any pledge that comes in up to $100,000, whether it all comes in today, whether it comes in over the course of the 3 days, when it's used up, it is used up. So you do two things if you pledge this hour. You help us by freeing up phones for later, because most of us are procrastinators. And we'll come in, and I'm one of them. We'll call on the last day. Well, you're freeing up phones on the last day if you call today, 888-291-8000. But you're also guaranteeing that your contribution, whatever it is matched dollar for dollar up to $100,000. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now, just because we have that $100,000 match for any gift, it doesn't mean that the usual things that we have available are not available. They are. If you are a new monthly donor in the amount of $10 a month or more, you become a member of our Society 315. You get the t-shirt. Literally, you get the t-shirt.
It's a great t-shirt too.
And I'm wearing it right now. I got it under here. And the car magnet, the Catholic Answers car magnet. And then you get all kinds of bonus content throughout the year. That's at $10 a month, and it's doubled. So it immediately becomes $20 a month to us. If you can come in at the $20 a month level or more, you get you're in the Society 315, you get all of that. But we want to send you two very fine books. Joe Heschmeyer, our guest today, wrote the book Pope Peter, a beautiful book. And we have a new book called Bible Mary, and it's about where you find Mary in the Word of God. And that's by Father John Weiss. So two fantastic books about Peter and Mary. If you can come in at the 20.
Can I just say something about one of those two books?
Yes.
Bible Mary is such a good approach where it's just, I mean, you can't just as a Catholic say, well, here's where the church defines the Immaculate Conception or the Assumption. Because your Protestant friend is going to be like, well, I don't accept that authority. And this is one of the reasons I don't accept that authority. But being able to engage in the question of like, how do we make sense of Mary on terms that are understandable to someone who maybe is sola scriptura Protestant?
Right.
It's very helpful for one of those areas that a lot of people struggle.
The wonderful thing about that book, Joe, if I could add to that, is it's a book about Mary, but at its root, it's a book about how to read the Word of God so yes. that you can get all the richness that God has waiting for you in His Word.
Which is totally fitting, right? In Luke 2, Mary ponders these things in her heart.
Yeah.
She doesn't take kind of a surface, just the literal surface level of what's happening. She wants to make sense of the deeper meaning of it all. And we would do well to read Scripture in the way that Mary ponders the Word.
All right, we need lots of calls right now to start filling up those phone lines. So that's at the $20 level. If you can come in at the $45 a month level, to all of that, we will add our 20 Answers book on Mormonism and the full course, the class, Mormonism, the online course with Trent Horn at the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. Can you come in at the $10 a month, $20 a month, or $45 a month level? If you can, now is the time to do so. Every dollar matched, dollar for dollar, your whole year of donations matched, dollar for dollar, up to $100,000 right now. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, I told Joe I was going to get let him go back to doing his regular job. So I will just say, I will just stress the urgency of the moment. We have 30 people waiting to take your calls. They are all our colleagues. When you call, you're calling into this building to talk to the people we work with every day. And they'll be happy to hear your whole story or get you done in 90 seconds. You tell them what you want to do.
So one more thing, if I can add to that.
Yeah.
The first day is important for a few reasons. One, because you can get some momentum going. Like, if there's a really good fundraiser, people want to join in on that. If things are slow, people may put off contributing. I wish it wasn't that way. I wish it was even the opposite of that. But human psychology being what it is, you can help get things going. Not only will your donation be matched, but it might inspire someone else to donate as they see
it. Amen, brother.
Things are really working.
888-291-8000. We depend on you to keep doing what we do here, and we're very grateful for your support. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go to Utah now. Bryce is in Utah, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Bryce, thank you for downloading the app onto your phone. That's another thing that our donors pay for, is the app, where thousands of people listen around the globe each day. Bryce, go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hey, Joe. So my question is, are we as Catholics allowed to deny or at least doubt the existence of non-resistant, non-believing atheists? Because I'm deeply skeptical that they exist. Because even if naturalism was, so even if naturalism was true and nothing was supernatural, that would just mean that nature is supreme and we should worship nature. And so even the atheist on their own terms usually is just being ungrateful to the cause of their existence.
So, okay, I want to make sure, because there were a couple negatives in there. Non-resistant non-believers. You want to say there are no non-resistant non-believers, right? So
correct.
You're saying all
resisting, and they're all resisting.
All non-believers are in one way or another resisting God, yeah.
I mean, I don't think this is an issue where the church has dogmatically said one way or the other, because it's not a thing we can know. But I think it's good to keep in mind both possibilities as real possibilities. And the person I'm actually pointing to is Saint Therese of Lisieux. She had a similar kind of view, like how could anyone be an atheist? And then towards the end of her life went through a tremendous spiritual darkness where God let her experience that feeling of being apart from Him. And she was able to psychologically understand it in a deeper way. And so I think she really attests to the fact that, like, no, it makes sense that there might be people who, even though from nature alone, as St. Paul points out in Romans 1, you should be able to know the invisible attributes of God, that there's an all-powerful creator, should be clear just from the existence of the cosmos. In Romans 2 and 3, he talks about how the Gentiles show through the actions that they do, that they have the law written on their heart. So no one should be an atheist, even logically, even if they've never heard of Christianity or read the Bible or met a Catholic. They should still realize atheism doesn't make sense of the cosmos. But I think it would be a mistake to say that, therefore, they do realize that and are actively resisting it. Sometimes that's clearly the case. Like, sometimes people don't want God to exist. And you can often find that out pretty quickly by hearing what they talk about when they're talking about God. You know, like, logically, if you're an atheist, that should be the cause of the greatest sorrow in your life, because you've learned that or learned in quotation marks, that this infinitely good God doesn't exist. But a number of atheists seem like they're mad at a God they claim not to believe in. And that doesn't make a lot of sense. And that points to something kind of irrational in it. So I think it's worth recognizing that sometimes people are driven by logical motives, and sometimes there's other things that may be going on, psychological motives and the rest. And then sometimes they're motivated by bad faith, because I don't think psychological motives are evil. I just think sometimes they're more complicated. All that's to say, it's known to God alone, you know, why someone is an atheist. We should be mindful of all of the possibilities that are out there. I would caution against just assuming everybody's acting in bad faith, because I don't think that's a good way to evangelize. I don't think it's a good way to understand people with whom we disagree in general. But there are certainly some people who fall in that category.
I'm going to leave it there because, as you have heard, we are doing our fundraising today. I'm very grateful for the call. Thank you. Lots more callers on the line, so I'm going to let Joe keep going back and speaking with them. But we're getting going. We've got 7 calls on the line right now, 36 of our coworkers ready to take those calls. Your calls welcome, 888-291-8000. Catholic Answers programming is paid for by listeners so that we can continue to do what we do. We're on hundreds of radio stations here in the United States. Each of those pays nothing for that. You got to support those stations. You got, because they're the ones getting the word out. But we're able to give it to them free, this programming, because you support us. And so I know that it can be confusing. There's EWTN. You got to support EWTN. They're doing the great work. They've got the network. There's individual stations. They need your support. And there's us making the programming, and we need your support. I will say this, even if it's a little bit confusing and it's got a lot of layers to it, it works beautifully. There is nothing in the world working right now to evangelize people stuck in traffic, in a hospital, in a prison, or just at home doing the chores like Catholic radio is. The faith comes through hearing, and people are hearing the truth about the Catholic faith on Catholic radio. Please pick up that phone and call and support our efforts, our shared efforts here right now, 888-291-8000. Every pledge, every gift made right now is being matched up to $100,000. So there are those who can do very large gifts. We've seen extraordinary gifts. I know that, you know, sometimes I'm almost embarrassed to say it because it's a lot of money, but people can give $15,000 sometimes, $20,000. People can give $10,000 or $5,000 or $1,000 or $2,000. These are very large amounts. But if you have been blessed in that way and you can do that, we're very grateful.
We will not be embarrassed to accept your gift. If you want to give a large gift.
No, we won't be embarrassed. But
we won't pressure you to do it. But if you've got the money and can do it, we'll pressure you a little bit.
We've never made our goal without it being a kind of everybody, you know, from everybody from the very smallest gift, $1, $5, $10, up to the $10,000 and $15,000. When we all come together, we're able to do it. I guess that's something like the Catholic faith. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you've got your texting machine, also called a phone sometimes, you can just text the word Catholic to 24365, because that's how much we would love to talk about Jesus 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Just text the word Catholic to 24365, and that'll get you where the match is as well. All of it is matched up to $100,000. 888-291-8000. Joe, I'm going to make you work again. Let's go to Ricky in Bellevue, Nebraska, listening on Catholic.com. Right. Ricky, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Joe. Ricky, did we miss
you? Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Ricky.
Hello? Hey, sorry about that, guys.
That's all right.
Joe, my question is in regards to infallibility and how many times it's actually been invoked in the history of the Church. A little context. Last year, I did my first Ignatian silent retreat, and I went to the confessional, and I talked to one of the priests there and asked him that, because I was telling him my struggles with Catholicism and everything like that, and infallibility was one of them. And he said that the Church has only invoked it 2 times. But then I listened to Michael Lofton regularly, and he said that it's actually more than that. So my question is kind of twofold. Is like, how many times actually has the Church done that? And the fact that there's ambiguity on that, does that work against infallibility if we can't actually pinpoint when a pope has been infallible?
All right, Ricky, thank
you. Yeah, that's a great question. So the answer of two times is referring to... So, okay, let's roll the clock back here. When we're talking about infallibility, the pope is not the only kind of infallible authority. The church writ large is as well. So in an ecumenical council, when they dogmatically define something, this is also infallible. So for instance, when papal infallibility is defined, it's not that the pope just said in his own person, I'm infallible. No, the First Vatican Council said that. And that's also infallible. And the infallibility of the church in certain acts of councils is pretty long-standing. You know, we don't have to question whether the Nicene Creed is reliable or not. Yeah, Christianity works because we can trust in the infallibility of councils. So I want to make that part really clear at the outset, because it sounds like infallibility can be a little bit of a hang-up for you, that the important thing is to know not only what the Bible says, but what it means. So let's talk about that a little bit after the break.
Yeah, there's going to be a couple minutes break here. Perfect time to call 888-291-8000. Every pledge of support, monthly or individual pledges matched up to $100,000. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. It's open forum. Next hour's open forum as well. Tim Staples will be our guest. And on the line is Ricky in Bellevue, Nebraska, asking about how many times papal infallibility has been invoked. Ricky got different answers from different people. And so the second question, part of that question is, if we can't get a straight answer on this, is it a problem? I'm going to let Joe continue to answer that question, but I want to remind people we have a $100,000 match right now. $100,000 match. Perfect time to pick up the phone and make your pledge of support to help us get through the next 3 months and also be funded for the entire year. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
Hey, can I add something else?
Yes.
People, if you're listening to this and you want to call in, so I won't have to interrupt so often, and we can have more theological conversations. Everybody wins.
That is a
including
win.
Including Cy.
The less talking from me, the better. Except on those Emmy Award-winning shows that I do. Other than that.
Yeah. So the question Ricky asked before the break was how often papal infallibility had been invoked. And I think there's two important distinctions we need to make. One is that most of the time when the church acts infallibly, it's not in the form of what's called an ex cathedra, like from the chair, papal declaration. The other two sources that the church openly acknowledges as infallible authorities are in a solemn judgment, like at an ecumenical council, or in the consistent teaching of the ordinary and universal magisterium. And so that is also, if you want to call it papal infallibility, the sensus fidelium is also, the sensus fidei is also, like, if everybody just knows X to be true, and so all Christians have always believed X doctrine, that's a really good indication that this is infallibly what the church teaches as X doctrine. So if you suddenly come along with a new form of Christianity that contradicts that, that is against something we know to be true and trustworthy because everyone from the top to the bottom of the church believed a certain thing to be true. That's a much bigger conversation about how infallibility works. And I alluded to the fact that you need something like infallibility for Christianity to work, because how do you know if you've got the right books of the Bible? How do you know if you're interpreting them correctly? How do you know if you got the Trinity right and the natures of Christ and all this sometimes technical sounding theology that's really important? Well, it's because ultimately we can trust that God didn't give us the New Testament and then leave us. He continues to lead the church in understanding the things that he's left us with through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So papal infallibility had been used before the First Vatican Council, but not in a way that was as clearly demarcated and defined. And so Vatican I gives a clear mechanism by which the Pope can declare things infallibly. And that he's invoked explicitly two times. And so that's with the Immaculate Conception and the Assumption of Mary. Now, the other thing that kind of makes the question a little more complicated is papal canonizations of saints look a lot like infallible declarations, and they're declaring something about faith and morals, namely that this person went to heaven. And so most theologians think that those are infallible as well. That is an issue some theologians will disagree on. And I think there's good arguments, frankly, on both sides with that. I don't think a ton hangs in the balance. I don't think anyone is, hopefully no one is deciding whether or not to be Catholic based on the question of, is such and such a saint actually in heaven? So I know that's a lot, and I'd love to have a much longer time to unpack all of that, but that's kind of the state of the field in terms of infallibility.
Ricky, thanks. Always nice to talk with you. 888, you know what? I'm going to give out the pledge number at the moment now, because there's just one person on the line, and 23 of our colleagues are waiting on the phone for calls. And I'll give you an update on where we are. We started out with a $100,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We want to use up the entire match, and there's 96,000 left to go. So you do the math. 888-291-8000 is the place you can call and make your pledge. As we said, often this first hour sets the tone for the whole thing. It really does help to get calls in the first hour because, you know, you get busy later because of all the human beings that procrastinate. That's just a human quality. So if you are one of those lovely people who will pick up the phone and call now, you are helping in so many ways, especially helping us to stay funded by using up that match. And helping us to make sure that we have time to take everybody's call on the last day of the pledge drive. The number 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, 24 lines open right now. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go back to the phone. You can also get in touch with us and make your pledge at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text the word Catholic to 24365. Let's go to Northern Indiana, where Lily is listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Lily, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Thank you. Hi, Joe. I absolutely love the Eucharist is really Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lily.
But yeah, anyway, so I am having an upcoming surgery, a very extensive jaw and mouth reconstructive surgery and stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry
and
to hear that.
Thank you. And I was just and recently when I go to Mass and receive the Eucharist, I hold the Eucharist in my mouth before swallowing for a little bit and just pray for healing and for Jesus to give me strength because, like, you know, that's Jesus. He healed people when he touched them, and, you know, that's still the same Jesus. I was wondering if that was okay.
That's not just okay. That's really good. So you will sometimes find Catholics who are legalistic, and bizarrely, in both directions. You will find people who claim that you're not allowed to chew the host, and you'll find people who claim you have to chew the host, and both of them are making this up. I don't know a nicer way to say that. You need to consume the Eucharist. There's no rule about the role your teeth play in that. You know, like if I put a bunch of Skittles in my mouth and swallow them, I'm not like, well, I didn't eat them because I didn't chew them. I just inhaled them. No.
And he does clearly, that too, Lily.
I would do that, but I haven't. So the point is, like, we don't have to get into the nitty gritty of metabolism. You are receiving Jesus in the Eucharist and you are eating his flesh and drinking his blood. So then the second thing is allowing Christ to remain kind of on your tongue as the host dissolves and praying for things. This is a pious practice a lot of Catholics do. And the church has never pushed back against this because why would we? As long as you've got that prayerful intention, as long as you're not like forgetting about the host that you've received, then this is good. Again, we don't want to become legalistic and say someone has to do that. But if someone wants to take this time where they can sensibly feel the Eucharist and pray for healing, amen. That is a beautiful thing. So I would not feel any guilt about that. I think you're doing something very good.
Lily, thank you for the call. What a beautiful call. I know that there are many people praying for you right now. We will add our prayers to theirs so that you have successful surgery. And boy, you are right. Jesus is a healer. Jesus heals. Yes. And we need to have confidence in that. We don't know how, but we know he heals. He's constantly healing. So thank you again. 888-291-8000. Why am I giving out that number? That's the number to call to talk with one of our colleagues here at Catholic Answers. They are waiting to take your calls as we are in the first day of fundraising. Each February, we come to you and ask you to support us so that we can stay on the air for the next 3 months. And this is your opportunity to help us out. And we're very, very grateful that time and time again, for more than 25 years, people have called and helped out. But let me just tell you this little number, that for each tower that this radio program is broadcast on, we average somewhere around 12 donors. So, you know, it might be 13, might be 11, you know, in a given year, but somewhere
it's
around
like the apostles.
12. Yeah, yeah, that's roughly 12 apostles, depending on who has misbehaved.
Count them. There might be 13, including St. Paul, or including Judas, Matthias. I mean, there's you know, 11 to 13 is a good range.
I say that because when you think about that, you realize you are part of a small group of people who are making a big thing possible. It is not
again, like
millions. Again, like the apostles. It's not millions and millions of people giving millions and millions of dollars. It doesn't cost us that. So we don't ask for that. We ask for what it costs, about $220,000 every 3 months to do all of the broadcasting that we do, whether it's radio or video or podcast, all of that. 888-291-8000 is where you can go and use up some of that $100,000 dollar for dollar match. I am going to go back to the phones and let Joe do his work, but I will take this quick break while you dial 888-291-8000.
There's only one. Catholic Answers Live. One of the biggest mistakes a Christian can make is to try to do good without God's help. Saint Therese said, when we trust only ourselves and not God, our soul becomes incapable of virtue. Her remedy? Works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to share the gospel. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we encourage you to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's pledge drive time. We're still taking calls. We're going to go right back to the phones with Joe. I will remind you again that if you make a pledge in any amount, it is matched up to $100,000 right now. We've never had a match like that before. Please help us use it all up. 888-291-8000. The other thing you do if you call this hour is get us off to a great start, which is usually what gets us to a great ending. 888-291-8000. I want to let you know again what the gifts are. when you call and make your pledge. And then I promise I will go straight to the phones. At the $10 a month level, you become a member of Society 315. You get the Society 315 t-shirt and car magnet. You get some other stuff, but mostly you get a lot of content. You get different things coming each month, sometimes more than once a month. Behind the scenes stuff here and there at Catholic Answers. What we hope is for Society 315 to be kind of a family. And we've benefited greatly from the suggestions of people in Society 315. We love getting together and we love sending you stuff. So at the $10 a month level, in addition to your every dollar being matched immediately from that $100,000 dollar for dollar match, you will be a member of Society 315. At the $20 a month level, you will also get Joe's book, Pope Peter, and Father John Weiss's brand new book, Bible Mary, about the Mother of God, the Mother of Jesus in the Word of God. Both fantastic books. We'd love to send them to you. That's at the $20 a month level. At the $45 a month level, you also get the Mormonism course, Trent Horn's course at the School of Apologetics. You get the whole course for free, and we'll send you the 20 Answers Mormonism book as well. If you can come in at the $84 a month level or more, you are in one of our senior giving societies. They come with all kinds of benefits. You can see that online. $84 a month or one time $1,000 gift. And one of the best benefits of that is you get all the stuff. Anything we publish over the course of the next year, we send it to you for free. All you got to do is ask. That's at $84 a month. A $100,000 dollar for dollar match on right now. Please help us use it all up. 888-291-8000. Abraham is in Atlanta, Georgia, watching on YouTube. Abraham, glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hey, my question was, will Protestants be saved?
That's a good question. And the answer is yes to some. So there's kind of two directions. On the one hand, baptism saves. Like, it's one of the things we believe, and it's one of the things Scripture really clearly teaches. 1 Peter 3, baptism now saves you. And Protestants who believe in the Trinity and baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit have valid baptism. They are truly Christians. And so they have what the church describes as elements of sanctification. There are things that God is using in their lives and in their communities to make them holy. Like, God wants them to be saved, and he wants them to be true saints. On the flip side, they don't have everything. They don't have the fullness of the faith. They don't have the full access to the sacraments and all of these means of salvation and sanctification that we have that help to make that spiritual journey easier on the Catholic side. They don't have that, and they don't have the fullness of the truth. So a really critical distinction has to be made here. The person who knows the Catholic Church to be founded by Jesus Christ and refuses to enter it can't be saved, because they've decided they want to separate the head from the body, because Jesus is the head and the church is his body, and you can't do that. You don't get to separate Jesus from his body. On the other hand, a Protestant who in good faith is unaware isn't judged for being disobedient because they weren't aware they were being disobedient. So, you know, I don't know if you have any kids or not, but imagine you say, all right, time to get in the car. And if it's anything like my family, you might as well have not said anything, right? And so maybe one kid's outside playing and they don't hear you. And the other kid hears you and just decides not to get in the car. One of those kids is being disobedient. Both of them are in the wrong, but one of them is innocently in the wrong, and it would be wrong to punish them in any way for that. They just didn't know. They didn't hear you. So you've got people who maybe their family's been Protestant for 400 years. They're not intentionally saying, I understand what the Catholic Church teaches and I get it and I reject it. They're not being intentionally flagrantly disobedient. Maybe 400 years ago, there was some obedience in their family tree, but that's a really different situation. So at the level of, you know, schism, that's not something you inherit. If you're brought into the Christian community and you're brought in by a schismatic group, you haven't gone into schism. You've gone into Christianity. I hope that distinction is clear, but there's basically the important thing is twofold. Number one, there's a difference between willful disobedience and misunderstanding what Jesus is asking us to do. And all of us, I think, struggle with misunderstanding sometimes what Jesus is calling us to do. Second, as Catholics, we have access to the seven sacraments. And so Protestants have the life-giving waters of baptism, but that may be all they have, which makes it a harder journey. but we don't want to just blanketly condemn Protestants. I think there would be a great many Protestants in heaven. But the question as to who and how and all of that, these are ultimately questions left to God. And so we pray for their salvation. We also pray for unity as Christians because it's something we're called to. And so whatever the answer is there, we should push for unity within the church.
Thank you very much, Abraham, for the call. I hope that it was helpful. Sometimes we like to make these things a conversation, but we're not able to today, only because we have to raise money in order to pay the light bills and the salaries and the rent and everything that it takes to continue to do the broadcasting that we do. We come to our listeners four times a year, once every 3 months, and ask you for your support. There's very few places in the media, across that media dial, whether it's a television dial or a radio dial, there's very few places where the fullness of the invitation to come and be disciples of Christ, to come and find the refuge that is offered in the sacraments of His church, the healing, as Lily was talking about earlier, that is offered in the person of Jesus Christ. There's all kinds of stuff, and a lot of it hurts. It's angry, it's over-sexualized, it's confused, and it's confusing. But all we're trying to do is be in one place on the dial, sharing the fullness of the truth. If you believe that that's what's needed, we need you to help. We're having a tough hour of fundraising this hour. That happens sometimes. But the good news, we've got lots of lines open, 15 lines open to take your calls right now. And we've got a $100,000 dollar-for-dollar match. So any dollar pledged this hour is going to be matched up to $100,000. 888-291-8000. Please pick up the phone. Talk with our colleagues. Tell them your story. Tell them why you're supporting Catholic Answers. Or just tell them, I need to do this quick. Can we get it done quick? And they'll get you done in 90 seconds or 120 seconds. 888.
I don't think you'll regret it.
291-8000. Joe?
I'm sorry. I was just saying, I don't think you'll regret it. I don't think at the end of the year or at the end of your life, you're going to say, I shouldn't have given that money to Catholic Answers. Hopefully, we don't give you any reason to question that. And I don't think this is something that you look back on and say, I gave too much. I helped out too much.
Well, let me tell you what your money does too, Joe, because I forgot the Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday. And so let me just, like $220,000, what it will cost us to be fully funded for the next 3 months, $220,000, we'll do dozens, scores of radio programs, dozens and dozens of podcasts. We'll do all kinds of video. We'll be on every social media outlet. For $220,000, if you want to buy $220,000 worth of advertising at the Super Bowl, that'll get you about 2.5 seconds.
Not even two and a half seconds? I just checked.
What would it be?
A 30-second ad is $7 million.
A 30-second, oh my goodness. So let me just do the math real quick. So $220,000 will get you nothing. It'll get you this.
Exactly.
Okay, so so that's what I'm saying.
There goes our plan to use your money on a Super Bowl ad. I guess we'll just spread the gospel instead.
Yeah, so I mean, your money is being put to good use. There's nobody getting rich doing this. We keep promising Trent that he's going to, but we're not telling him the truth. And we need your money, and we put it to good use. 888-291-8000. It's $100,000. Let's use up that whole match. 888-291-8000. Back we go to the phones because I love making Joe work. And so we go to Eric in Arkansas, watching on YouTube. Eric, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Joe, I love your book. Your Grist is Really Jesus. Digging into that one. Love it a lot. My question, kind of short, to the point, why aren't we still bound to worship God on Saturdays, the Sabbath? Where does the church... how does the church have the authority to bind us to worship on Sundays instead? That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
No, that's a really good question. So we get a clear indication from Jesus's back and forth with the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4 that there's going to be a revolution in worship, because they're talking about whether worship should be in Mount Gerizim as it was for the Samaritans or in the temple in Jerusalem as it was for the Jews. And Jesus says instead it will be in spirit and truth. So the first red flag we have is that Jesus is signaling that Christian worship is going to look pretty different, and it's going to be pretty different than what the Jews and Samaritans were doing. And so that revolution in worship, we see it in Acts of the Apostles. This isn't some later thing the church did. In Acts of the Apostles, we see that they go into the synagogue on the Sabbath, on Saturday, but then they gather for what the scriptures call the breaking of the bread. the early Eucharist on Sunday. And so on the first day of the week, there are several references to this. St. Paul, for instance, in 1 Corinthians, talks about doing the gathering, the collection of money on the first day of the week. The Christians also got together on the first day of the week. For instance, in Acts 20, it says, on the first day of the week, when they were gathered together to break bread. And why the first day of the week? Why Sunday? Well, pretty obviously, because of Easter, that Jesus rises from the dead on the first day of the week. And in the earliest days of Christianity, this is known as the Day of the Lord or the Lord's Day. And in the book of Revelation, we hear St. John talking about worshiping on the Day of the Lord. So this revolution in worship that includes this revolution in terms of when and how we celebrate and worship God, this happens during the time of the apostles because of the resurrection.
I'm going to leave it there and hope that was helpful to you. Thank you very much for the call. We have lots more about that on our website, catholic.com, which, by the way, is, I think, the most popular website for people searching for information on the Catholic Church, after second only to the Vatican's own website, catholic.com. Another thing that our listeners make possible when they make their pledges. Yes. We've got lines open.
And I, if I can give a quick shout out there. I just was at a young adult event yesterday. I was speaking at it. I'm too old to go to it. And I talked to someone who was like, oh, I didn't really know about Catholic Answers, but I've been going to Catholic.com with my inquiries. And she didn't like put two and two together. She didn't know what group it was running Catholic.com. But a lot of people are benefiting from our work, even if they don't know it. And donors like you make that possible.
It's a shared work. I mean, this is one of the wonderful things about Catholic media in general is, because there's not millions and millions of people giving, we often know our donors. We get to know them. We get to visit when we go out to places to do talks like Joe does, or MC events, or whatnot. And it does feel very much like a family affair. And if you're thinking, well, other people will pay for it, yeah, there are lots of people who have been generous with us over the years. But there's also this fact that Tim talks about all the time that we're constantly losing donors. I mean, people decide they've got something else they need to give to, their giving circumstances change, or they pass on. And so we constantly need new donors just to stay funded, just to keep doing what we're doing. And that is not how we work around here. We don't want to just keep doing what we're doing. We didn't start a school of apologetics. We didn't build Catholic.com into the number one other than Vatican Catholic website in the world. We didn't a 25-year-old radio program that just keeps going and going. New podcasts from Joe Heschmeyer and Trent and Jimmy and Carlo and on and on and on, and more to come. We didn't do that because we're satisfied and we want to just keep doing what we're doing. The gospel is so powerful, and the world is so in need. Most of media.
Two questions to ask.
Yeah.
Is the world where it should be?
No.
And then second, if it's not, is there something more we could be doing?
Amen.
And I think that something like that is the guiding ethos of what we do here.
So just become a member of the family. That's what we're inviting you to do. 888-291-8000 is where you can go to make your pledge. 888-291-8000. If we could fill up the phone lines now, we're getting close to the top of the hour. The lines will stay open as we wait for Tim to come in for the second hour of Open Forum. Perfect time to call and make your pledge, and we'll use up some of that $100,000 match we have. 888-291-8000. You can do it yourself. You don't have to talk with somebody here. If you've got the computer open or the iPad or the phone or whatever, it's optimized for whatever device you're using. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge, and that will also be matched dollar for dollar up to $100,000. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can also text the word Catholic to 24365, and you can make your pledge there. Text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic Answers and Catholic Radio in general is changing lives. It really is changing lives. It's rescuing people from the confusion and really abuse that many people experience in media. And we see today, even in academia, people need to be rescued and helped.
And I might even add, there are areas in the country where if you just go into your local Catholic church and ask for the answer, you may not get the best, clearest answer. So having another outlet where you can hear maybe a better answer to your question can be really helpful for people in their faith journey.
Oh yeah, I just got an email yesterday from a priest saying to thank Jimmy because Jimmy's answer helped him to formulate his answer.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so that's the kind of thing that these guys do. Thanks for your support. 12 lines open right now. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Open Forum with Tim Staples. Pick up that phone and call now. We really need to flood the phones and make this hour a successful one. 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Joe Heschmeyer, you're a good one. Thanks for doing this hour with us.
Thanks for having me.
We will be right back with more Open Forum with Tim Staples on Catholic Answers Live.